702. The newsmaker of the day.
Doug, good afternoon. Hello, Minister.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well. Are you still wearing your boxing gloves or have you hung them for good?
Yeah. You know, there's never a dull moment in our country, eh?
Absolutely. Minister, I'm sure you were sitting on the other side at your time at Public Works and you were watching this whole mess, shall I say, unfold. You didn't think that at some point it will come and land on your lap. Well, now it is, and you've got to deal with it. So you've got to be briefed by the board on why they thought this was a rational move strategically, the sponsorship opportunity, the potential return on investment if the project were to go ahead, considering the 2 years that the South African brand has been battered and not really being able to penetrate. What did you consider when you looked at that proposal?
Well, of course, Tabby, you're right. This is one of the issues I've inherited. And after my appointment, I immediately sought and obtained some legal advice on the matter. And in terms of that advice, they advanced three reasons that I will not go into now. You know, like, for instance, it doesn't comply with Section 217 of the Constitution. I then took the legal opinion and I sent a letter to the chairperson of the board on the 22nd of March to answer some questions for me. And those are that has the Tottenham deal been formally cancelled? If so, I've asked for proof of this. Does the board regard the Tottenham deal to be a form of sole procurement? And if so, the board has been asking to explain how the requirement for such a procurement has been met. And then does the board regard the Tottenham deal to be a significant transaction, which trigger the need for my prior approval? And if so, will the board request my approval? And if so, when? And then I also wanted to know, has the Tottenham deal been budgeted for in the 22-23 financial year? Because if not, then this could be seen as irregular or unauthorized expenditure. The board, I gave them until the 29th of March to respond. And then this morning on the 24th, they came with an interim response that I've also made available to the media and the public this morning. I do think, Tabo, that I have got enough information at my disposal that I was able to gather in the short 2 weeks, and that my advice to the South African Tourism Board is that the proposal may as well be stopped completely. Because all of this is subject to so many processes. And the other one, too, is that, there's a big public outcry about it, but I still have to, at the official level, obtain all the information. I've also written to the Minister of Finance on the 10th of March to ask whether he has been consulted and has approved the deal. But I saw it fit today to share the developments around this deal with the public because I'm stuck in the streets, you know, people asking me, when are you dealing with this? So that was the purpose of today's pleasure.
Yeah, yeah. So it's what you'd say, you've put a pause on it. It's not completely off the table from what I'm hearing. You'd still be, I suppose, getting more advice on it?
No, I said based on the information that I have already, including the legal opinion, that for me is enough to stop this deal and that it should be done as soon as possible. So if I get further responses to my answers on the 29th, which is next week, Wednesday, I hope they will also be able to advise me whether as a board they want to proceed. ESSA Tourism is an entity of the Department of Tourism, and they receive about 59% of the budget of the Department of Tourism, translating into 1.5 billion rand. And therefore, as the minister responsible, I do have oversight over the board and the entity. And I am approaching it from that situation in terms of my own powers. But I really feel strongly that they, and my advice to them was to stop this.
Yeah. Do you have oversight over what has already been spent on it and whether or not that particular spend was legal or not?
Well, this is the information that I need to get from the board, whether money has been spent already. And if so, how much? I am aware that some of the board members traveled to London in mid-January. And then there was a decision of the board on the 31st of January. So I'm still putting all the pieces together, but I think right now there is enough to advise the board to stop this deal.
Yeah. Now we know that some of those who were in that board have resigned. So what happens to those that had resigned in terms of the information that you require? They might be able to shed maybe more information than the current members who might not have been there when this particular deal was conceptualized.
That's the second part that I'm currently dealing with. I have been asked a number of questions from members of parliament. Sourcing from me, asking me to advance the reasons why the three board members resigned, and also what was the process followed to appoint four new board members and whether it was done legitimately. So that is what I'm currently gathering information on, and I have asked the members of parliament just to give me a bit of time to answer that. If it means we have to ask the three board members that resigned to provide us with affidavits, you know, why they have resigned, I will certainly consider that.
And that question then, Minister, around the stability of the board at South African Tourism, I'm sure it's something that you would want to quickly arrest. I think in a space of 3 or 4 months, they've had quite a significant turnaround of chairpersons.
Yes, from the information being able to read up so far on, is it, I think, that four board chairpersons. About 37 board meetings, and that is all the information that the members of parliament is requesting from me. So from where I am sitting, I did have a meeting with the South African Tourism Board last week Friday, and I will continue to meet with them to fully understand the impact of the resignations, but also the appointment of the four new members, you know. So I'm still engaging. Remember, I'm only there for 2 weeks, Tabo.
Yeah. indeed, Minister. There is a feeling, though, in some instances that the for example, even the committees in parliament, even the executive yourself, sometimes, I mean, of course, it would be unfair to put you there because you have not been there before, but the previous minister was sitting and watching this whole process unfold, and it's only now that, because there's uproar in society, that they are coming and pointing out everything that is wrong.
Well, the Portfolio Committee also submitted a report to Parliament after they had engaged the board on the 21st of February. And the whole discussion started already in December of 2022. I can agree with you, if it was not for the Fourth Estate and the expose, we would have not been where we are today. So, yes, I can't answer for my predecessor. I just have to follow due process also to make sure that I get a report officially and don't just go on what is being reported in the media.
Minister, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much for allowing us this time and coming on. Minister Patricia Dedele, the Tourism Minister. What do you make of that answer from the Minister and what she has discovered, particularly around this deal? 011-883-0702, 0727-0702-1702.